Friends, a lot of things we have discussed about the merger and acquisitions. In piecemeal basis, we have seen what is merger, what is acquisition, what is takeover, comparing the differences between the merger, acquisition, then value drivers, etc., etc. So many things we have seen so far. Now, we will have complete things in our hand. Now, when it is determined by the companies to merge or to acquire or to take over, then what is the process that is required to be followed? From where to initiate the process is very important. So initiation of the process till it is implemented and post-implementation, what is the process that has to be followed? That we are going to discuss in this chapter. So our objective is to understand the complete process flow, that is end-to-end merger and acquisition life cycle, from strategy to post-merger integration, right? Then at each stage, we have to map the Indian laws and illustrate the governance, documentation, technology tool, risk, controls, that would be applied, right? Therefore, our presentation flow will consist of starting from when what is decided, then planning. Then what is this planning phase and how the merger and acquisition is to be planned. So planning phase, once it is planned and deal is concluded, then it is implementation phase. Then there will be a process of merger and acquisition. During that phase, how the process will start and how it will end. Then there will be different types of mergers and acquisition for during the process of negotiation deal. Develop the integration plan. Then obtain the approval from the and close the deal. Then implement the integration, Indian regulatory system, technology and risk register, that we are going to discuss in this presentation, right? So as you are aware that merger and acquisition process is multidisciplinary in nature, because it requires the coordination among the strategy, finance, law, operation, human resources, technology and compliance team. This process is typically begin with the strategic planning, target identification, and it moves to the negotiation, due diligence, regulatory approval, then finally the success. And very importantly is a post-merger integration, that is PMI, post-merger integration, which determines whether the anticipated synergy and the strategic objectives are ultimately achieved or realized or not. Now, one by one, we will see how the merger and acquisition takes place. One is a planning phase. In this planning phase, which is the foundation of the merger and acquisition process, first thing is a planning. During this stage, the organization translates their strategic intent into a structured transaction roadmap. A well-designed planning phase determines the success of latter stage as it addresses not only the rationale for the transaction, but also the feasibility, risk alignment, and with the regulatory requirements. Now, the rationale during the planning phase for the deal thesis is, starting point of the planning phase is the development of the clear deal thesis. Development of clear deal thesis that articulate why the merger or acquisition is being pursued. The common strategic rationale for the planning, under the planning, consists of one, market expansion, that is one of the motive. Second, economic of the sale, that means combining source, reduces the marginal cost and increases the bargaining power with supplier. Next is a technology and capability access. Acquiring firms to gain the digital technology, right? Patent, specialized talent, etc. Then diversification, risk management. And turnaround and distressed opportunities. Second point is target screening and shortlisting. Once you decide to merger or acquisition, then you have to target the screening and shortlisting. After defining the rationale, companies have to identify the potential target that meet their strategic, financial, and operational criteria. The target screening in India consists of how the target is getting screened. One is a strategic fit, whether it is strategically fit for their vision is or business model is, that it should be fit to that. Then financial health, profitability, cash flow, leverage, and debt covenant is seen under financial health. Regulatory eligibility, that also need to be checked. Then corporate governance standard, how it is maintained, that is need to be checked. And technology and data access, that is ownership of intellectual property, digital platform, and cybersecurity postures. Third one is feasibility and risk assessment. This is all happening in the preliminary stage. Huh? This is all happening. 1, 2, 3 points, what we have discussed, is under preliminary stage, planning stage, right? Then feasibility and risk assessment. This feasibility and risk assessment, typically consideration under the feasibility and risk assessment includes the competition law compliance, SEBI SAST regulation for listed companies for acquisition crossing more than 25% ownership requires an open offer and from the minority offer to the minority shareholders. Then FEMA and FDI rules, tax implications, and sector specific restrictions, if any, that needs to be checked first before while doing the planning. Then deal structuring options. What could be possible deal structuring options that they have to determine first? The common structure in India includes the share purchase agreement or share purchase, direct acquisition of the equity shares. Or there may be a business transfer, which is called as a slump sale. Business transfer of the entire undertaking for a lump sum amount, that is slump sale. Then next will be possible, it will be scheme of arrangement, merger or demerger. If that is the case, then that should be approved by NCLT under section 230 to 232 of the Companies Act. Then there will be another option is a cross-border acquisition. It requires compliance under FEMA, double tax treaty, home country approvals, then IBC acquisition, that is in case of distressed firm, resolution plans should be approved by NCLT. These are some of the ideas for that which they have to look into. Then preliminary valuation they have to do. Under a preliminary valuation, they have to decide what is the indicative values of the firm. They use the discounted cash flow method or comparable company multiples, then precedent transactions using the valuation multiplies, then asset-based valuation. These are the things they have to take into consideration in the preliminary valuation and financing. In addition to that, there will be a SEBI requires the fairness opinion for the scheme of arrangement. And FEMA is mandate pricing guidelines for cross-border regulation and registered valuers as per the Companies Act. Next one will be the pre-due diligence preparation. Also, they have to do another planning phase. In a planning phase, there will be a pre-due diligence preparation. So what they have to do is, they have to first non-disclosure agreement they have to enter into to protect the confidential information. Then VDR, virtual data rooms, they have to create for the technology-driven platform. Then insider trading controls, especially important for the listed companies under SEBI regulations that they have to see, and preliminary communication strategy to manage the media, investor, etc., to announce that they are going for these mergers or acquisitions of this company that needs to prepare for that. Now, once they go to the media and announce that preliminary phase, they are complied with. So preliminary stage, that is primary stage, they have complied in, that is initial phase. They are happy with that. Now, the things comes as the implementation phase. Implementation phase represents the transaction from the conceptual planning to legally binding execution. Whatever the concepts, 6-7 points which we are planning, we have discussed, is under planning phase. Now, planning phase is over. Once the planning phase is over, there will be implementation phase. The conceptual we have planned. Now, the plan needs to be implemented. How the plans are implemented? By the merger and acquisition moves beyond the strategy of the structuring, requiring details, due diligence, documentation, regulatory engagement, and negotiation. Such success in this phase is determined by how effectively risks are identified, mitigated, contractually allocated. And in India, this stage is particularly critical due to multi-regulated regulatory environment involving SEBI, RBI, CCI, NCLT, and sectoral authorities. So during this implementation phase, what they have to do is they have to take due diligence first. Due diligence is a systematic investigation. Then type of due diligence undertaken in India consists of financial due diligence, legal due diligence, regulatory compliance due diligence, tax due diligence, HR and cultural due diligence, and technology and cybersecurity due diligence. Once the due diligence is over, then there will be preparation of the term sheet or issue of the letter of intent, LOI. After the preliminary due diligence is completed, the buyer and seller executes non-binding letter of intent or term sheet to outline the key deal term sheet, such as price and consideration, exclusivity period to prevent the parallel negotiation, then conditions precedent, including the regulatory approvals, then confidentiality obligations, break fees or reverse break fees. Then next will be definitive agreement. Definitive, once these things are done, then it comes to definitive agreement. Before, during the process of implementation, definitive agreement plays a very important role, because at that point of time, the agreements are legally binding, the documents that formalizes the transactions. The common agreements includes share purchase agreement or share subscription agreement, shares holders agreement to regulate the governance, business transfer agreement, this is in case of slump sale, and the scheme of arrangement under section 232 of the Companies Act requires NCLT approval. There are certain key clauses which are importantly to be incorporated in the agreement, which consist of representation and warranties, material adverse changes clause, and covenants. Next one will be the regulatory clearance. Once the term sheet is there, issue is there, then due diligence is over, all these things are there, then agreement is drafted, then they may move to the regulatory clearance and approvals. Approvals are required from the Competition Commission of India, which is a mandatory notification if the transaction crosses prescribed assets and turnover threshold. SEBI regulation, takeover code, SAST, open offer required for acquisition about 20% or change in control, listing obligation and disclosure, requirement of LODR, disclosure is material event and board and shareholders approves it and corporate governance complies it. Then Companies Act and LCLT approval for the scheme of arrangement should be there. Then RBI and FEMA inbound and outbound investment rules needs to be taken into consideration and reporting requirement under Foreign Exchange Management Act by filing the FCGPR and FCTRS or ODI, and pricing guidelines need to be seen. Then sectoral regulators also approval from IRDAI, RBI or Department of Telecommunication or CERC for the power sector. Then income tax and GST authorities also the required their approval. Now financing and fund flow. Financing arrangements are finalized during the implementation, during the process of implementation. Financing arrangement is finalized. Now the options under financing includes debt financing, equity financing, hybrid structure or escrow arrangement. Now next one will be the stakeholders communication and governance. Once everything is finalized, there will be a communication to the stakeholders. Transparent communication with the stakeholder is essential to reduce certain uncertainties in the deal, which consist of investors, shareholders, employees also need to be informed, customers and vendors need to be informed, and the lenders also need to be given a consent. Then there will be a risk allocation and mitigation. Risk is during the implementation, risk and contractuality allocated between the buyer and seller. Who is to bear what kind of risk that needs to be defined during the process of mergers or acquisition. Escrow indemnity holdback. To cover the undisclosed liability, escrow account must be there or escrow arrangement should be there. R&V. Insurance, that is emerging trend in India, cover breaches of the warranties. That is why R&W insurance should be taken. Then regulatory delays, long stop dates and the termination rights in agreement should be mentioned. Currency and interest rate risk will be always managed through the hedging instrument.